From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A $10,000 reward on the table for the return of a briefcase that went missing at Eureka's Carter House Inn Sunday morning. Lost Coast Outpost reports 86-year-old Michael David Weil, an investment banker, had traveled to the area to see the Redwoods. The briefcase contained business papers, his passport, green card, and an envelope containing $5,000 in cash. Also, it included some old family photos and some letters for his parents. Anyone who finds the photos or letters can call 631-681-3899. No questions asked. An armed robbery this morning at the Bear Extraction House at the 5500 block of West End Road in Arcata. Police went there just after 4 a.m. and found a security guard who said 2 to 3 masked men had entered the facility. One had a rifle or a long gun that they used to ensure the security guard did not disrupt the action. Lost Coast Outpost reports the suspects were able to gain access to a storage unit where an undetermined amount of cannabis was stolen. The suspects fled the scene in a pickup truck, also a silver Honda sedan that belonged to the security guard. Well, the family of a man left paralyzed while working in a Caltrans worksite in Eureka in 2011 has settled with the agency for $37.35 million. Then 20-year-old Kyle Anderson was left a quadriplegic in the accident. His family says he's aware of what's happening around him, but cannot communicate. He was working for All Phase Excavating when he was struck by a driver who had drifted into a Caltrans worksite on the shoulder of Broadway in Eureka on the night of August 30th, 2011. This 4th of July holiday weekend, maximum enforcement period lasted from Wednesday at 6 p.m. until Sunday at midnight. The numbers include CHP investigating 20 fatal collisions statewide, compared to 11 in 2018. There were 21 total people killed in those 20 collisions, compared to 11 killed in 2018. Statewide, the CHP arrested 1,204 people for DUI, compared to 389 in 2018. Locally, Humboldt CHP made 5 DUI arrests during the holiday weekend and investigated 8 crashes. PG&E flying helicopters along electric distribution lines in Humboldt and Lake counties to survey those lines for improved electric reliability. Today they're in Garberville and Fortuna, and will be tomorrow as well. A Bell 206L4 will be flying between the hours of 8 a.m. through 3:30 p.m., and that runs through July 11th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.